One of three things is true, and you will remember this. He said he is either a lunatic on the level of somebody who thinks he's a poached egg, or he is a liar at such an extreme level as to probably be unequaled as a purveyor of deception. Or he is Lord.
Let's just say for a sec, Jesus was a liar. That would mean he's not Messiah, but a slave to his evil desires. Purpose would be watered down like clothes before they hit the dryer. No one would survive on his tips like bad cab drivers. He wouldn't be a controversial figure at all, forgotten, but scriptures show that this wasn't the image of God. Think back to your childhood and you ain't tell the truth. Parents knew it, beat you down, came clean, so no more abuse. Now reflect on Jesus' crucifixion. First strike of the whip, he would have admitted he was kidding. Walked off like, forget this, ain't worth the affliction. Pattern like little kids for his malicious twisted decision. Read God's word. He took the punishment that was bruising him, tortured, humiliated. But to the Romans it was amusing him. Not a lie, if he drank the cup of God's wrath, consuming it, eliminates Elias. And now Christ is Lord, a lunatic.
Nor is Jesus a liar, nor is he the cleverest perhaps of all deceivers. Because liars don't raise dead people either. Frauds don't heal sick people, don't banish disease from a nation for a duration of 3 years. Neither do frauds die, and having been buried, come out of the grave.
Let's say hypothetically Christ was mentally ill. That would mean he's unstable as a house is rebuilt, or a cycle that doesn't really care about how you feel. But what crazy person you know had them winds and waves obey his will? What mentally challenged person you know is teaching the masses? Ain't trying to diss him, just shedding light on the circumstances. We agree cats like Hitler was spreading malice, but if Christ's message was love, that would exclude him from being a savage. In addition, consider when he was only 12 and listened to the teachers, they were shocked he understood it well. As a 12-year-old who keeps up with scholars, crazy, mentally shaky. If anything, we say he's brainy. We discovered Jesus the Messiah wasn't lying, trying to provide lies disguised as fine diamond findings. And he wasn't crazy like he deserved a straitjacket. The process of elimination that leaves Lord as Christ status.
Now the New Testament is written clearly to make it obvious to any reader that Jesus is not a lunatic. Lunatics don't heal sick people, raise dead people, and dominate demons. Lunatics don't speak the way Jesus spoke, think the way he thought. Lunatics don't act the way he acted. Lunatics aren't marked by kindness and mercy and compassion.
He is real, son, he is really real. We laid out, he's real, son, he is really real. Someone you can feel, son, someone who can heal ya. He's the real deal, son, he is really real. Let's exalt him as Lord, let's exalt him as King. Cling to the throne, he's alive, not extinct. Safe from sin if we choose to believe. See him as we said he gives relief from my sin, sick disease. He be the one who intervenes since the Father's displeased. We be deceived to retrieve our own wicked schemes. Receive less than the least. Read like obese people's gas release. We need Christ to relieve from the sin we holding underneath. Jesus is the Son of God, the way, truth, life. Christ sacrifice suffice, perfect in God's sight. Now we discover the truth about Christ the Son. He left heaven for earth and he is who he said he was.
So really we're left with one alternative with regard to Jesus, unless you want to join those who think he's a lunatic or those who think he's the greatest liar of all time. You're left with one option, and that is the option that he is who he claimed to be, that he is God. The evidence is in: virgin born, sinless life, power over the physical world, power over the spiritual world, power over life, power over death, power over creation. Clearly, he is Lord.